This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, number 1294. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded November 16th, West Africa Democracy Radio on the air. New schedules for English from India and Thailand. Clandestines for Ethiopia, Sri Lanka, Tibet, Vietnam. Kiribati is webcasting China via Chile and the Propagation Outlook. We've been looking forward to December when there is supposed to be a lack of interference from 7465 during the hour the Polisario Clandestine is in Spanish at 23 UT on 7460. However, there may be nothing to hear. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal observes that the Polisario front dropped 7460 sometime in October. They seem to be putting all their effort now into medium wave, where he can still hear it, on 1550. In fact, they may have a new transmitter. He says it's still strong and clean on 1550, and he does not hear a jammer from Morocco, although Wolfgang Büschel did when he was visiting Spain. On Hardcore DX and other lists, Mark Connolly posts another log of his incredible catches from the coast of Massachusetts, including this one, La Voz de la República Árabe Sahrawi y Democrática, on 1550 kilohertz, despite the fact that there are lots of North American stations on that same frequency. This is believed to come from Tandouf in Algeria, just across the Western Sahara border. He heard it November 7th at 2342 UT with North African music. And also November 8th at 2212 with talk in Arabic and some synthesizer music. There have been delays after delays in getting West Africa Democracy Radio on the air. It was originally supposed to start in August. I've kept an eye on their website, and finally on November 5th, I noticed that the website was starting to come to life, www.wadr.org. They have a program grid in French and one in English, although it's hard to find because of improper linking, and many of the other links on the homepage don't go anywhere. Finally, on November 14th, Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener spread the word that West Africa Democracy Radio would start broadcasting on that date from its studios in Dakar, Senegal. It would also broadcast online in the near future and through local community partners in the Mano River Union. That's MANO, or abbreviated MRU, countries of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. The partners would also generate some of the broadcast content. This phase ends on 1 January. It would include 2 hours in English and French, starting at 07 UT. It would later expand to other West African countries, including Chad and Cameroon. Programs are current affairs on good governance, health, agriculture, gender, youth and sports, to promote peace and human security, transparency and accountability in governance, regional economic integration, social and cultural development amongst the peoples of the region. WADR is a brainchild of the Open Society Initiative for West Africa, conceived to be a hub of a network of public, private, and community radio stations. Now, this news was getting out after the original broadcast time was just about over. Jari Savolainen in Finland tuned in to 17555, supposed to be the frequency at 0830, but there was only an open carrier which closed shortly afterwards. Then Andy Sennett took another look at the website and found a new frequency mentioned on November 14th, 12,000 kilohertz, apparently a last-minute change. At one point, Jari Savolainen found it saying that they would use 12,000 between 07 and 9 UT and 17860 between 09 and 11. Then Jean-Michel Aubier in France heard directly from Abdoukadre Lowe at the station, who said, "We did begin on November 14th, but only on 12,000 kilohertz from a transmitter in Great Britain, where they said the frequency change was necessary for seasonal reasons, and Initially, there was to be 1 hour in English at 07 and then 1 hour in French at 08. The expansion to 2 hours each would not be until January. Meanwhile, confirmed by monitoring by Jari Savelainen on 12,000 only at 07 in English, 08 in French. Also heard by Mike Berkluff in the UK on November 15th and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, who made this recording. Of course, the signal was skipping over him a bit, and it was probably much better in the target area. John Kempster in London heard a station broadcasting about Liberia on 11960 between 2110 and 22 UT in English, except for 3 minutes of French on the half hour. That would be Star Radio in Monrovia, however transmitted via Ascension Island. Yes, 11960 replaces 11965, as Clyde Benson points out, on the primetime shortwave list. This transmission was also well heard in Japan by Koji Hashimoto, reporting to Japan Premium. However, there is co-channel interference from AWR in Guam. Observer Bulgaria gives some different schedules for clandestines to Ethiopia transmitted by T-Systems in Germany. Voice of Oromo Liberation, or Sageli Bili Suma Oromo, at 17 to 18 UT, had been on Tuesday through Friday and Sunday via Yulish. Now on 9820, it's Tuesday through Sunday only via Vertachtel, 135 degrees. That's on 9820. Meanwhile, Voice of Democratic Path of Ethiopian Unity has changed the time to half an hour later, now at 19 to 20 UT via Yulish on 9620, but only on Wednesdays and Sundays. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports the Sudan radio service transmitted from the UK on 11665 for 2 hours at 15 UT, the first part in English and later in Arabic. However, on November 14th, I heard this transmission on 15575 in English, although it cut off at 1529. Subsequently, no sign of it on 15575, so that was either a test or a mistake. According to their website, the schedule daily except Sunday is 03 to 05 on 7120, 05 to 06 on 9525, 15 to 17 on 11665, and 17 to 18 on 11705. Mike Cooper in Georgia says the long-running African music program from Radio France International, Couleur Tropicale, has moved and doubled its length. It had been an hour-long show, but was cut to half an hour last year. Now it's back to 1 hour, well, 40 minutes, taking out news on the hour and half hour, at 21 UT Monday through Friday on 9790. Here's the new B05 schedule of All India Radio in English. It's going to take a while to give it all because there are six or so transmissions on up to nine frequencies each, thanks to Joe's Jacob of DX India for the updated schedule. None of these, of course, are intended for North America, but instead for Asia, Europe, Australia, or New Zealand. Here we go, from 10 to 11 UT on 13710, 17510, 17895, 15020, 15235, 17800, 15260, and medium wave 1053. 1330 to 15, 9690, 11620, 13710. A quarter hour at 1530, 7255, 9820, 9910, and 11740. 1745 to 1945, 7410, 9445, 9950, 11935, 11620, 13605, 15075, 15155, and 17670. 2045 to 2230, 7410, 9445, 9910, 9950, 11620, 11715. And 2245 to midnight 45 UT, 9705, 9950, 11620, 11645, and 13605. Observer Bulgaria says another change at DTK or T-Systems in Germany concerns the IBC Tamil service for Sri Lanka. From November 16th, there is a second frequency at midnight to 1 UT, 7105, which is 250 kilowatts from Vertachtel in parallel to 6055, both of them aimed due east. I suspect the additional frequencies because of co-channel interference from Spain, as I mentioned, on 6055. Observer also provides the B05 schedule for Voice of Tibet. First, the transmissions via Dushanbe, Tajikistan, which are on frequencies which vary up to 4 kHz to avoid the Chinese jammer. 1056 to 1144, 1212 to 1300 on 17560. 1304 to 1352 on 11605, and 1430 to 1518 on 7465. However, this one, they say, is totally blocked by BBC in English in DRM via Norway. There are other transmissions from Madagascar of Voice of Tibet, which are nominally for India rather than Tibet. And this frequency, 17550, probably does not vary at 14 to 1430 and 1530 to 16 hours. Radio Thailand has been slow to put up its new B05 schedule on its website, so I researched it elsewhere and found it to be as follows. Midnight to midnight 30 to Africa on 9680. Midnight 30 to 1 to North America via Greenville on 5890, and 03 to 330 via Delano also on 5890. To Europe, 0530 to 06 on 13770. All the rest of these are direct from Udon Thani in Thailand. 12:30 to 13 to Asia Pacific on 9810, and 14 to 14:30 also to Asia Pacific on 9725. That one usually clashes here with the defunct Gene Scott from Costa Rica. And two broadcasts to Europe at 19 to 20 on 9805 and 20:30 to 20:45 on 9535. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports hearing Lao National Radio 6130, November 15th, from 1142 to 1204 UT, in Laotian, with a woman speaking between music bits, some ballads at 1150, instrumental music, and seven gongs. Listen for those at 1200 UT, 7 p.m. local, followed by a fanfare and probably an ID, and news with some sound bites. He says reception was poor to fare from Laos Direct on 6130. Edward Kusilik in Alberta tells DX Listening Digest he heard Little Saigon Radio, believed to be via Taiwan, on 7380, November 12th, on the air for half an hour at 1500, opening with orchestral music and intro and ID as Dai La Little Saigon Radio, mentioning a location in California. Most of the program was commentaries and news items with IDs at 1510 and 1517. Closed at 15:26 with a ballad until 15:30. Fairly good at times, but some noise and a heterodyne. Bernd Truth now in Lithuania reports an extra transmission of Kwe Huang Radio for Vietnam, brokered by TDP, was reportedly broadcast Sunday, November 13th at 12 to 13 on 11860. The regular schedule is Monday through Saturday at the same hour, but on 15680. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz, World of Radio, number 1294. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support go to John Carson. And here's a note for those of you who would like to hear every edition of World of Radio. some of our shortwave outlets and probably our other outlets as well, for one reason or another, sometimes miss airing the latest edition of World of Radio, instead repeating the previous week's show. I'd just like you to know that this is not our intention. A new World of Radio comes out every week, unlike some other DX programs I can think of, so if you hear a repeat at the time you usually listen, you may have missed an edition unless you go looking for it elsewhere or from our archive on the Internet, our current audio page at worldofradio.com. As I said, this one is 1294. Now, are you sure you heard 1293? More news from Southeast Asia. This item via Zacharias Liangas in Greece from something called Bernama, that may be a press agency in Malaysia, also attributed to JITRA. RTM stations nationwide will operate as the People's Radio to bring updated info and entertainment to all Malaysians. The info minister said news on current issues and development would be available through RTM's rebranded radio stations. So listen for that ID now on remaining Malaysian shortwave frequencies, the People's Radio. Ron Howard in California confirms that post-Ramadan, the Kangaroo Radio English program has resumed its previous schedule via RRI Jakarta on 9680, heard at 10:06 UT, November 13th. That's the Australian-provided language lesson program. And furthermore, although WYFR is now co-channel, he says reception was fair to poor. They were both about the same strength. So listen on Wednesdays and Sundays at 10:00 for Kangaroo Radio English. He also notes that 9524.98 is active for the English broadcast at 0800, heard closing an hour later on November 7th. However, that frequency is not staying on later as it used to, even with an open carrier. I hear no traces of it during November after 1400. DX News from the land of the midday moon. In Shortwave Bulletin, three DX listeners in Sweden report hearing Papua New Guinea's Wantok Radio Light on 7120 the last few days in October, a little after local noon. 1200 UT, Bjorn Franson reported them with lots of choir and gospel songs, an ID in English with an FM frequency at 13. Also reported by Jan Ed in Sweden at 10:30 UT, October 29th, with co-channel interference from some other religious station, however. And Johan Berglund reported them at 12:25 to 12:55, October 31st, although with interference from adjacent frequencies and from hams. David Rickwich of the Radio Heritage Foundation in New Zealand says, RNZI is scheduled to test the new DRM transmitter towards Tonga around 5 to 6 a.m. local time. He doesn't give the UT or the frequency, but I assume that means 16 UT on 7230. As of November 10th, he says this is to allow on-site checking of the DRM signal at the A3Z radio studios in Nuku'alofa in preparation for RNZI broadcasts when full service begins early in 2006. A DRM receiver and antenna have been installed, and RNZI's technical manager was on the island to monitor signals, and reception at other Tongan radio stations was also being monitored. Further tests will occur over the next couple of months, targeting Fiji and Samoa. Not shortwave, but not unrelated, in view of last year's reports of Radio Kiribati planning to return to shortwave. Yes, the national broadcaster of Kiribati can now be heard live online, says David Koenig. It's via IceCast open source audio streaming. Two streams available, mono and stereo, using the Ogg Vorbis format. Here's the URL, radio-tarawa.tskl.net.ki. He was listening Friday, November 11th at 18:25 when they signed on. Also with local and district news in English at 19:20. They were not heard at 0200 UT, but were closing at 10:55, mentioning 8:46 medium wave. And he also put a clip of it, 5 minutes long, on his website, www.intervalsignals.net. It seems the Voice of America is having an impact in Ethiopia. BBC Monitoring quotes the ENA website on November 9th. Ethiopians in diaspora accuse VOA of inciting Addis violence. Ethiopians and Friends of Ethiopia residing in the U.S. asked the Broadcasting Board of Governors to stop the VOA Amharic staff from inciting violence, encouraging civil strife, hatred, and anarchy. It said that one of the Ethiopian opposition parties, the Coalition for Unity and Democracy, announced a plan to incite strikes, demos, and violence beginning 31 October, and officially declared the Amharic programs of VOA as its main propaganda tool, as well as Deutsche Welle and certain private newspapers. Since the democratic election last May 15th, VOA has been airing partisan propaganda bent on destabilizing peace and stability of the Ethiopian people, according to these claims. And another report from the VOA news website itself says the VOA normally covers the news, but Monday morning, November 14th, it was in the news, the focus of demonstrations by Ethiopians in Washington. They gathered outside headquarters. One demonstrated in support of VOA reporting, the other against what they described as biased coverage. Green, yellow, and pink placards praised VOA's coverage. However, Ethiopians for Peace and Democracy says of the three language broadcasts by VOA, Amharic includes inaccurate and inflammatory reports. There are also programs in Afan, Oromo, and Tigrinya. The Amharic broadcasts appear calculated to provoke discord and conflict, they say. What they transmit to Ethiopia most of the time is hate and propaganda to each other, according to one demonstrator. The chief of the VOA Horn of Africa service, Timothy Spence, said it's committed to reporting the news and info people need to make decisions in a democratic society, and VOA's employees adhere to strict standards of neutrality, objectivity, and ethics. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard Voice of America in English on a strange frequency, 6235, at 2240 past 2345 UT. Yes, that's in the maritime band. Surprising IBB would invade that band. And the transmitter site is Kuwait, between 21:30 and midnight 30. Following up last week's item, Richard Cuff points out a New York Times story of November 15th. A report says the ex-chief of public television violated federal law. Investigators at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting concluded that its former chairman, Kenneth Y. Tomlinson, repeatedly broke federal law and its own regulations in a campaign to combat what he saw as liberal bias. This scathing report by the Inspector General described a dysfunctional organization that violated the Public Broadcasting Act, which created the corporation, and was written to insulate programming decisions from politics. Tomlinson is also being investigated for his activities as head of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, but remains in that position. Here's an update on the return to shortwave of Radio UNAM in Mexico City from Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla on the Conexión Digital list, November 15th. I talked today on the phone with engineer Eusebio Mejia, who's in charge of Radio UNAM's technical operations, and said that once some problems are overcome, they began installing the omnidirectional antenna for the 10-kilowatt transmitter. They expect it to last 8 or 10 days, and then begin testing on 9600 kilohertz. They, of course, are ignoring the fact that Cuba occupies that frequency now much of the time. During the entire B04 season a year ago, Cuba was clashing with China via Canada on 15230 for 2 hours, at 13 to 15 UT, and it's happening again this year. However, Radio Havana Cuba is now aware of it and was asking for reception reports, says Ruben Guillermo Marjanet in Argentina. So maybe this collision will be resolved, but it was still going when I checked on November 16th. Meanwhile, Cuba continues to run jammers on frequencies no longer occupied by Radio Martí, such as 11845. We can hear pulsing noises there all day long, at least until 2300. Radio Havana Cuba nominally ends its broadcast at 0700 UT. However, they often leave some of their transmitters on for as much as half an hour, for reasons unknown, but relaying one of their domestic networks. People have heard the Rebelde and Reloj and Progreso, I think, but lately I've been hearing CMBF, Radio Musical Nacional, between 07 and 07:30 on 6060, 9550, and perhaps 11760. Check 6000 kHz as well, although on Sundays that frequency has a half-hour Esperanto broadcast. By the way, a time check I heard on CMBF as relayed confirmed that Cuba is still on summertime of UT-4. Bertrude now in Lithuania also confirms this from an announcement he found in Granma. Adan Gonzalez in Venezuela says Radio Amazonas in that country has finally stabilized on its nominal frequency, supposed to be 4940. It had been varying about 100 kilohertz higher. But on the 10th of November at 0234, he measured them on 4939.61 with music and announcements, but very poor modulation. But it was missing the following weekend. Wonder whatever became of the China Radio International relays via Voz Cristiana in Chile, which are not much publicized. I checked the Merlin B05 schedule via WWDXC and pulled out the three known transmissions, which are all 100 kilowatts at 45 degrees aimed across Brazil. But frequencies have changed for the B05 season. Here they are now at 12 to 13 in Chinese on 15540, also on the same frequency for English at 13. Also Portuguese at 21 to 22 on 17645. There was some confusion about the schedule for KNR, the Greenland relay on 3815 USB, which unfortunately will appear in my December monitoring times column. The correct time, as far as I know, during the winter is 2100 to 2215 UT. And of course, during midwinter is the best time for us to have a chance at hearing that in North America if amateur interference will relent. They do have an earlier broadcast, less likely to propagate at a greater distance. And that is 1500 to 1615. It is being heard in Scandinavia. Jan Ed in Sweden reports to SW Bulletin, hearing it on October 9th at 2200 with really good strength. Bernd Truten now points out that reports may be sent to the coastal station, which is actually doing the relay of the broadcast, OZL, Amasalik Radio. On the Harmonics Yahoo group, David Vitek in South Australia reports hearing some signals above 30 megahertz. New Delhi, India, Home Service, 15260, heard on 30,520 at 0838 UT. Another one, BBC World Service, Singapore, presumably on 30,720, a couple of minutes later, November 7th. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issue November 15th, solar activity, low to moderate, geomagnetic field, quiet to minor storm levels. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 November 21st, 20 and 4 on November 30th, in between dipping to 8 and 3. Solar flux relatively high at 100 the last few days, but dipping to 75 by November 27th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1294.